This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram at Bertram Financial out of Mineral Point, servicing the entire region. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement by using her dream retirement process. You go to creatingyourdreamretirement.com or call her at 608-987-1511. Michelle, good morning. Hello to you. And what's on your retirement mind today other than the heat out there?
Oh, yes. It's hot outside for sure. And I think things will heat up in the market as well in the next coming weeks. I know the market's kind of jumped back recently, then, you know, swinging again. But I just was on a call with our portfolio manager the other day and talked about a lot that September in an election year is usually can be a volatile month with just a lot of uncertainty happening. Now we have the new news with rates. That's going to change some of the, you know, that will affect the market, but obviously it affects those that are putting things in fixed rates as well, as we've talked about quite a while. So while it's hot outside, it's probably going to be the market and the financial conditions will probably be heating up too as we approach the fall election here. So you know, and it's not about being political one side or the other. It's just really about uncertainty. And I think that the market, what we talk about it as a whole, is really individuals and companies that make it up. And therefore, you know, I think we all like certainty, right? We all like to have a certain sense of certainty. And so when you're approaching a big election and there's a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of things in the air, then there's usually, it heats up some of the volatility in the market. So I just think it's important to kind of know that, to put it out there, to be aware what that's usually a big indicator is, like right before the elections, there's volatility and a good time to make sure that you're, you know, set up okay one way or the other. You know, just reading some headlines, it's sometimes one or two companies that can shift some of the thoughts in the market, and knowing how you're protected and how you're, again, one of the articles was like, how do you hedge against this? Well, that's what our portfolio manager does, is making sure that your investments are okay no matter what happens in the market, and that your risk is set kind of where you want. And most importantly, your income is secure when you are going to retire. I think that is a big question for a lot of people, and making sure that that income is secure. That takes more than just having, you know, a colorful pie chart of different mutual funds. It takes strategy to make sure that your income is always protected.
And, you know, when you're talking about that, is there, with a fixed rate of interest out there, I know people, you know, kind of that the rate that people are interested in yet is like at that 5% level. Is there still 5% fixed money out there right now?
Well, there is, but things are kind of, you know, changing quickly. So I would say, as we talked a few weeks ago, rates were going down, or different companies at different times. I'm kind of getting notices almost on a weekly basis of different companies that are lowering rates because of, again, the Fed rate announcement and also the market volatility. So it is, but not for a long period of time. So if you're interested, you know, and you want to guarantee some at 5% or at just the higher cap rates, as we talked about, and kind of green money, then this would be, you don't want to put it off and say, oh, I'll wait until, you know, later, or I'll wait until after whatever it is. You want to at least have that conversation now, because you don't know what rates are going to be. I can't tell you what they're going to be in a month from now or 3 months from now. We know what they are now, and we know historically they're the highest. They have been the highest for the last, a year or so than they've been in 25 years plus that. So if that gives us any indication, who know, you know, don't know what's going to be in the future, but we know where it's at right now, and this is where I think it's important to take the time to have the conversation now and plan while we know what things are now.
And you also have the ability to, if you're going to do non-fixed, if you're going to go into the market, you have some index funds that you can actually, they're indexed to the stock market, but they actually take the loss out of potentially the future in terms of the stock market going down, right?
Right, and, you know, for a long time, I mean, these type of products started in the 90s, and you know, the cap rates, so what means the upside on the S&P was around 12%. And then over time, as interest rates dropped and volatility went down, I mean, those kept going down so much that you could rarely use the S&P as an index. You would use some other hybrid type indexes in there to get returns. But right now, the caps on the S&P are anywhere from 7 to 10%, depending kind of how the policy is set up. So if you have a 10% cap on the S&P, that's a pretty good, you can make up to 10% in a year that's locked in. You might say, well, the market did 20 and I only made 10. Yes, but the next year the market could lose 20 and you're going to lose zero. And so especially for those that are entering retirement or in retirement, kind of eliminating some of those big losses becomes really key to being able to have the financial security in retirement and also to create the income you want.
There we go. All right, Michelle Bertram, you can get a hold of her and just connect with her on her website, creatingyourdreamretirement.com, creatingyourdreamretirement.com, or you can call her at 608-987-1511.